This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1980.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Well, hi there, my friend. Come on in and visit for a while. We'll sing some bright songs for you, visit in Company Corner, try to squeeze in a quickie quiz from the Bible, and tell you a story. An exciting one it is, too, called Hold Back the Night. If we're going to do all that in these next few minutes, we'd best get right at it. Cousins, you sure look bright and eager. What do you want to do? That was such a good song to wake us all up. Let's hear it just one more time, okay?
I want to clap my hands, I want to shout for joy, I want to stand up and say amen, amen. Let the glory roll deep within my soul, I've been born again.
Well, now we better quiet you down just a little bit. With another song of praise, though, thy loving kindness is better than life. It just looks like we've got all sorts of good praise songs today, because here comes Peter, Jay, and Ann, our delightful duetters, to tell us why they've come today. I've just came to praise the Lord.
I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His name. I just came to praise the Lord.
I just came to thank the Lord. I just came to thank the Lord. I just came to praise His name. I just came to thank the Lord.
He came into my life one very special day. He came into my heart to show me a better way. He said He would never depart. This is why I sing. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to love the Lord. I just came to love the Lord. I just came to praise His name. I just came to love the Lord.
While we're singing songs of praise, let's hear from one of our tiniest tots, 4-year-old Mary Beth. She sings a song that the little ones know, Praise Him, Praise Him. But first, she has some good verses for us.
Mark 12:30-31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thine strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like mainly this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
I forgot to mention that Susie is with us today, and she has some praise scripture as well. It's a familiar passage from the Psalms.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121.
Why does God take such good care of us? Well, as Anne says it in her song, He loves me. He loves you too, boys and girls.
He loves me. Jesus loves me. And He watches over everything I do. Jesus loves me. I know He loves me. There is not another friend who is so true. Loves me, He really loves me, for He gave Himself to make my life brand new. And He knows, yes He knows, I love Him too. He loves you, Jesus loves you, and He watches over everything you do. Jesus loves you, I know He loves you. There is not another friend who is so true. Jesus loves you, He really loves you, for He gave Himself to make your life brand new. And He knows, yes He knows, you love Him too.
With these good songs and scriptures in mind, let's take a moment and talk to God to tell Him that we love Him too. Our loving Lord Jesus, we do thank You that You first loved us. We thank You for dying on the cross for our sins and for rising again from the dead. And right now You are preparing a place in heaven for each one of us who loves You. We pray for all of our listeners today. We pray especially for those where there's some real heartache, some sadness, sickness. We pray for those who have unsaved loved ones. We pray that those loved ones might come to know You as Savior and Lord. We thank You, Lord, for this time together with all our friends. We pray Your blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Dougie is with us today, and he has a good song to follow our prayer time. It's all about walking and talking with the Lord.
Oh, the Lord walks with me
every day, telling me what to do, what to say. Jesus came into my soul, washed my sins and made me whole. Now I'm walking and talking with the Lord. Yes, I'm walking and talking with Jesus. Walking and talking with the Lord. He tells me what to do, brings me joy and effortless. Starting walking and talking with the Lord. Is your life full of worry and sin? Jesus waits at the door, let him in. Though he died on Calvary's tree, still he lives to set us free. Praise his name, start to talking with the Lord. Yes, I'm walking and talking with Jesus. Walking and talking with the Lord. He tells me what to do, brings me joy I never knew. Starting walking and talking with the Lord.
Since Dougie's a bit outnumbered by all the girls on our broadcast, he likes it when another boy comes along. And we have another boy with us today in Company Corner. His name is Chris. He's just 4 years old, and he has some songs and scripture about shining.
Shine, 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 little boys and girls for him. Tell all the world he can save them from their sins. We must trust him and obey and show Jesus is the way. So shine. Shine, shine. Yet your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine.
I told you the name of our story today, Hold Back the Night, but I didn't tell you that it has to do with the importance of the Bible being our guide through life. Since that is the theme for the story, let's take time to sharpen our Bible knowledge by having a quickie quiz from the Bible. You choose up teams at home and see if you can get the answer before our fellows and gals in the studio. We have Miss Joyce scoring for the girls, and Mr. Ken scoring for the boys. Yes, many of you have been praying for our Mr. Ken, who's been away from us for several weeks because of a heart attack, and we're so glad that he's back with us again playing the organ. All right, the first question will go to the boys. This is a what's the missing word test, okay? Am I my brother's, Steve?
Keeper.
Keeper, right. All right, girls, I know that my Redeemer... Darla?
Liveth.
Liveth, right. Okay. Redeeming the time because the days are... Rod?
Evil.
Evil, right. Girls, a soft answer turneth away... Mary?
Wrath.
Wrath, okay. I will put enmity between thee and the... Jonathan?
Woman.
Woman, right. Girls, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be... Barb.
Comforted.
Right. Create in me a clean... Calvin.
Heart.
Heart. Okay. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the... Deborah?
World.
That's right. And that winds up our quick quickie quiz, and you guys and gals are sharp today. 4 for the boys, 4 for the girls, so everyone's a winner today. Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now, just before our story, let's pay close attention as Rachel sings a good go-along-with-the-story song, Wonderful Book.
Wonderful words of creation, round us below and above. Wonderful way of salvation, showing God's greatness and love. Wonderful Bible, marvels wherever we look. Gracious and glorious gospel, wonderful, wonderful book. Wonderful book is a Bible, treasures to have and to prize. Given by God to the writers, words that are holy and wise. Wonderful Bible, marvels wherever we look. Gracious and glorious gospel, wonderful, wonderful book.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled, Hold Back the Night. Many, many years ago, even before Abraham Lincoln was born in a log cabin, all of our great country beyond the western border of the state of Ohio was a savage wilderness. The Brown family had cut a home out of this wilderness, miles from the last village on the frontier. As they sit about the supper table, their evening meal finished, they're having family devotions by the light of a candle. The children, Sarah and Jonathan, little dream that within a few hours they will begin the greatest adventure of their young lives, out in the wilderness beyond the clearing. Just now, however, all is peace and quiet as Father reads to them from the big family Bible. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. And so ends the reading of the Word of God for today. Mother, are there any special requests we could remember in prayer tonight?
Well, if Jonathan and Sarah are going with you to the village tomorrow, I think we should pray for journey and mercies.
Well, I'm not so sure I should take them with me, the more I think of it.
But, Dad, you promised. That is, almost promised.
Please, Dad. We'll be all right.
I don't know. I don't like to leave your mother here all alone with no one to help her. I may have to stay in the village 2 days to get my business taken care of.
Well, if we start real early, before daylight, we could get there early, stay overnight, and start back the next morning.
Mom would only be alone one night.
But like I say, what if I have to stay 2 days in town?
Then Sarah and I would come home alone. I know I could find the way. I'd remember the trail.
Oh, through that wilderness and forest. Why, you'd be lost in an hour.
Why don't you take them along? I'll be all right, and the children want to go so badly. You could blaze a trail in case the children had to come back alone.
Do you know what a blaze trail is, Jonathan, and how to follow it?
Sure.
Oh, then tell me.
Well, on the way into town, you'll take your hunting knife and cut a piece of bark out of the trees we pass. When we start home, all we need to do is follow the signs you've cut in the trees.
Well, I guess you passed that test 100%. Well, if you're going to go, you'll have to get to bed early tonight. This time tomorrow morning, we should be well on our way to the village.
Boy, I'm hot and tired. What time do you think it is, Dad?
Well, by the look of the sun in the sky, I'd say it's getting on for noon.
Then it won't be long till we get to town.
No, not too long.
Can't we sit down and rest a little then?
Sure, I guess we can. Hey, this log will make a good resting place.
How come it's taking us so long to get to town, Dad? I thought you said it was only about a 4-hour hike. We've been walking for almost 6 hours, and we're still not to town.
Well, I'm taking you the long way around, son. When I go alone, I take a shortcut straight down that valley, through the swamp. You see it there yonder?
Why didn't we go that way?
Oh, there's quite a few wild animals down in there, and there are very few trees in the swamp. It would be hard to blaze a trail that you could follow. This way is longer, but it's safer.
Well, we shouldn't have any trouble getting home if we just stick to the trail.
You know, following this trail home is kind of like following the path to heaven. Remember what we read in devotions last night?
About straight is the gate and narrow is the way?
I remember. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. But what's the connection, Dad?
Well, I've made this trail just as straight as a string, so it would be easy to follow. It's a narrow trail, like the path to heaven. But as long as you follow it, you'll end up right. If you get off it, you're lost.
You mean God blazes the trail to heaven, just like you blazed the trail for us to the wilderness?
That's right, son.
But how'd he do that?
In the Bible. You see, the Bible is God's guidebook to heaven. The chapters of the Bible are the trees, and the verses are the signs you follow. If you follow those signs, those verses in the Bible, they'll lead you straight to heaven. If you wander away from them into the broad way that leads to destruction, you'll be in for trouble. Well, are you all rested now?
I feel better.
Oh, we'd better hit the trail then. We're still a ways from town. Let's go! Sure enough, Dad had to stay in town for 2 days, and Jonathan and Sarah had to travel home alone. Dad walked with them as far as the edge of the forest, where he kissed them both goodbye. Now, don't play along the way, children. It'll take you all day to get home, so you keep moving.
We'll be waiting for you when you get home, Dad.
Don't worry.
Come on, Sarah. Let's get started.
Stay on the trail now.
Jonathan, wait for me.
Come on, you're slow.
Look, Jonathan, here's that log where we sat down to rest yesterday.
Let's sit down again.
I'm so tired.
Me too.
Just think, almost 6 hours more walking ahead of us. Oh.
Yeah, but only about 3 hours more if we go through the swamp. There's that shortcut down through the valley.
But we might get lost if we get off the trail. We might never get home.
We'd be home in half the time. I could find my way. Let's do it.
Are you sure you can find the way?
Sure. Come on, let's go.
Jonathan, we've been walking for at least 3 hours and we're still not home.
The truth is, we've been walking a lot longer than 3 hours. I can tell by the sun.
Then we're lost?
I hope not, but I'm not just sure. Hey, see those footprints there?
Oh.
We've been walking in a circle, that's all. There are footprints.
Then we are lost. Oh, Jonathan, and it's beginning to get dark.
I wish I could pray like Joshua and make the sun stand still until we could find our way home. But I guess we can't hold back the night. It'll be dark soon.
What'll we do?
We'll just have to make a shelter under this tree and wait till morning.
Jonathan, it's so dark and the ground's cold and damp.
Try to sleep.
What's that?
Shh, don't make any noise.
And so they spent the night, so frightened they couldn't fall asleep, until it was nearly morning, when out of complete exhaustion they both fell into a deep sleep. The sun was well up into the sky when Jonathan sat up with a start.
Sarah!
What is it, Jonathan?
I heard a twig snap. Something's coming.
Maybe you were dreaming.
Then I'm still dreaming. Look over there. Do you see that shadow moving through the trees?
Yeah, I see it.
Crawl under these bushes and lie still. Whatever it is, it's getting closer.
It looks like a man.
And he's carrying a rifle.
And he's wearing a coonskin cap. Why, it's...
It's Dad!
It's Dad!
Dad! It's a good thing you took this shortcut through the swamp, Dad. You'd never have found us.
Well, you see, it pays to stick to the trail, doesn't it?
We'll never get off the trail again, Dad. Never.
Amen to that.
Keep that in mind as you follow the trail of life, too, children. The Bible is God's guidebook to heaven, you remember?
Yeah, and the verses mark the path to heaven.
If we follow those verses, they'll lead us straight to heaven. But if we try to take some shortcut to heaven, we'll be lost.
Have time to say a quick goodbye. Don't forget, we're here to help. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, be sure to write. Or maybe you'd like to know more about trusting the Lord Jesus as your own Savior. Or maybe you'd just like to write and let us know you're listening and standing with us in this worldwide outreach to boys and girls. Here's our mailing address, Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Bye now.